All righty. Hey, everyone, this is Dave O'Connor, live from Hawaii here, and I'm joined by Nat and Jules. And Nat, if you just want to take it away and just introduce what we're going to be doing here over the next few weeks.
Ah, good evening, everybody, and a happy new year to you all. I hope you've had an amazing Christmas, and more than anything, I hope you've taken the time to think about what you're wanting to achieve in 2015 and the next 5 years. And by the end of this webinar series, you should be well and truly on track to setting goals and the plan of how to achieve them. So that's what you're going to be taking away. And throughout the 4 weeks, you're going to be hearing from some of the top leaders in our group who have all worked alongside Dave and taken away much of his mindset training. Dave will be picking our brains as we go through as well. So it's going to be a very unique and different webinar to we've ever experienced before with Dave. So I'm really, truly excited by that and absolutely delighted to be on with Juliana Woods tonight.
Hello and good evening. How
exciting. All those messages buzzing through, Jules, huh? Yeah, exciting, huh?
Yeah, you're really exciting.
Let me just jump in then and say, like Nat has just said, this is very unique. We've never done this before. So we're going to have interaction from the best of the best. And tonight we'll have Jules and Nat interacting with me. And then, like Nat says, over the weeks we'll have the wonderful Claire, and we'll have Faye, and we'll have Debbie. And, hey, I'm sure we'll have some superstar surprise guests. I mean, very, very exciting. Because, you know, often people are out there and they're succeeding and dramatically succeeding. And, you know, people will look at them and say, whoa, what are they doing? And you try and replicate that and it's maybe not happening as fast as you'd like. And my job is to really break it down step by step for you. I mean, it's behavioral modeling is part of what I do. You model the pattern of what allows leaders to be successful, and then you pull out that pattern and you make it available to everybody else. And that's a great thing. We're gonna be sharing so many tips and nuggets over the next few weeks. Tell you this type of information, these webinars, I've done them for hundreds and hundreds of pounds. A similar course I'll be doing generally for MLM for a few hundred dollars towards the end of January. So because of my connection with Nat and Jules and the Power Team, we've worked together for years. And I think that's the great thing, isn't it, guys? I mean, we go back a long way, and I obviously consider you both to be dear friends of mine. And it's just amazing, isn't it, when you see Nat, when you see where you've come from, where we started out 6-7 years ago, and where you are now. It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Oh, my word. Just looking back 6 years, I never ever dreamt I'd be where I was now. You know, I really just started to just have an extra £400 a month. And I think when I started working with you, Dave, I was an assistant manager. So I'd obviously reach that. And then you really just opened my mind, but more gave me the belief that actually, why not me? Why couldn't I achieve more than that? And then I think working alongside you, you know, you've just really helped me stretch my goals and work out what it is that I truly want and what I'm going to emotionally connect to be able to put a plan in place to then go and achieve it.
And Jules, it's all about lifestyle, isn't it? If you look at your life now, and again, we go back to the very beginning where you're kind of wondering, is this going to happen? And I think it's so encouraging, isn't it, for people? The buzzing in the background, if we can throw the phone under the pillow at the moment, that would be good too. But anyway, Jules, it's pretty cool when you look at your lifestyle, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if I think, so it's actually 5 years ago this month that I started my Forever Journey. I can't believe where the 5 years has gone. But when I sat down reflecting on it the other day, and I was just thinking, it's just crazy. I remember it scaring the life out of me when I first started in contacting people and doing a product launch and even sending a box out, just little bits of activity that I think that, you know, especially for leaders, we shouldn't take that for granted as to how coming out of your comfort zone for new people starting. But in terms of lifestyle, I remember when I started my business, and seriously, I was on the bones of my butt. I was like, my food for the evening was 8p smart price super noodles from Asda's, you know, and I never ever believed that I could get out of that when you're stuck in that rut. And you're trying to climb out of that rut that you're in, and you think you're never going to get there. And then I think the thing that happened with me was when I started, you know, working very closely with Natalie, working closely with you, is that I was able to dub my mind into believing that I already had it. And I think that's the key, and that's the hardest thing that I ever had to overcome, was having nothing but not telling myself that I couldn't afford that, you know, that nice, I don't know, pair of shoes or that holiday or whatever I was looking for, because at the current situation I was in. And then you really helped me kind of change my mindset. And I noticed then when I started to change my mindset, and I was a lot more positive, I was attracting different people into my space, and also different kind of luck into my space as well. And when I look at my life now, my business now, and how everything's changed, it's just total pinch yourself, you know. But a very emotional journey that you've gone through as well, that shapes you into the kind of person that you are, that you can share and help other people get there quicker than what I did, I suppose. Because I think I started working with you after the first 2 years, I think, wasn't it? Well, we've been together for about 3.5, 4 years now, haven't we? So, you know, it was a bit of a slow burner. But when I found the magic, caught it and grasped it and actually started using it to my advantage, then that's when everything happens. So it's just staying patient, doing what you need to do, being consistent with your mindset activity, and the rest just happens. And it's amazing to look back then.
Well, we're going to break that all down for people and spell it all out. And it, here's the way it'll work, folks. Okay, so this evening, you know, we said we're going to go for about an hour. It may, and, you know, probably will, just for the first call that's in it, go a little bit longer, because we want to do what's known as a blueprint. A lot of you will not know what that is, Jules, and that will fill you in on that later on. But for the 4 weeks, we're going to cover, tonight we're going to cover your vision, your forever vision for, and creating that, designing that, installing that for 2015. And the information will speak to people at all different levels. If you're just new into the business, you know, this is the point where you're really going to have to challenge yourself and overcome a lot of the obstacles and, you know, build your belief and build your confidence. So we'll help you with that. If you're in the business a long time, you know, you can't rest in your laurels. You know that. You've got to be at this, and you've got to be working on the inner game and the outer game every single day. So we're really going to do the vision tonight. We're going to go into how to control your emotions more next week. We're really going to help you attract and develop more leaders in the other weeks as well. And like we were saying, we're going to get input from the other wonderful leaders too. So the whole course will be recorded. So just to let you know, my assistant, Rhonda, my online manager, will be sending you all your unique usernames and passwords, okay? And that will happen tomorrow. That's going to happen tomorrow. But every call is recorded, and you'll have access to it for the rest of the year. So, you know, there's on these calls, don't worry if you don't feel like, oh, my God, I'm not getting it, or I missed that. You'll be able to go at it over and over again. And it'll really build up. So getting the most from even tonight or the series, take lots of notes. You know, there's a saying that I love, an old Chinese proverb, the palest ink is better than the best memory. So taking the notes, the things that stand out, will really help you retain the information more. Take what you need from this. I know you're very knowledgeable, you know, but just add it to the mix, the little distinctions. We're going to go into it a little bit deeper. Sometimes all it needs is just that little, those little nuances that will help you to picture things better, take an extra little bit of action, discard what you don't need, right? I mean, just connect with what resonates with you. And, of course, it's an action course. It's all about action plus mindset equals results. And you've got to have more fun with this. You really do. You know, it's funny when I'm sitting here casually with you guys in Hawaii, in the dream that I saw all those years ago, right, where I had this vision that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, and I'd be making cold calls, and I wouldn't have any evidence to support the lifestyle I'm living now, But you see, it was real in my mind. I was able to make calls and connect with people and build my business with nothing more than a vision, right, of me being in these incredible climates and seeing the world. And it's just incredible. It really does happen. So just for those who don't know me, I am a mindset expert. I'm a keynote speaker. I'm a trainer of NLP and hypnotherapy, and my background is in martial arts and healing and various things like that. So I try to pull from the best of the best out there. But let me bring you in here, because I think it really, first of all, congratulations on your new book. I mean, I think we're all very excited about this. I love it. I mean, you must be excited too. But there's something that's an example that was a vision in your mind as well.
Oh, this was just, it was this time last year, Dave. I was having my little pep talk with you for the year. I can remember it clearly because for once I'd reached a point where I didn't know actually what I was working towards, because it's never been a goal to be a diamond manager. It's never been a goal to be number one in the UK. My goal has always been to be able to look after my children, to be able to put them into private school. And I guess at the end of last year, I'd achieved that. And I knew that the money wasn't going to be a problem to keep them there. So I needed something that was going to keep me challenged and focused. And at that time, it was just really, you know, being able to coach my team. And my big goal is for my team to be able to overtake me. For me, that's true duplication. So we were having a little chat, and you were speaking to me in the way that you do, that just opens up my mind. And I remember coming out of my 10 minutes with my eyes closed when you were preparing my blueprint for me, and I just said, that's it, I'm gonna write a book.
And I remember it well. Amazing. Yeah.
And I've got no writing skills whatsoever, but that never came into it, because when you set a goal, you'll find a way to do it. Whatever the challenges are, you'll get over them. And then within 3-4 months, I'd written some notes just literally on my iPhone about what I wanted in this book. So I was making a plan, if you like, and I caught up with Barry the Book from Knowledge is King, and we had a chat with him about it, because I wanted to know that, you know, it was a good idea, it was something that was going to help people, and that's what the whole purpose was, to be able to help more people outside of my team. And then really, you know, that art of visualization, the law of attraction that we learn so much from you, Dave, you know, brought Linda Dunscombe into my life. So going along to do a product launch for someone in my team, and there I met Linda, who has become my ghostwriter, and she's absolutely amazing and so creative. So together with Linda and, you know, a few people in my team, the book has become a reality and a huge, huge goal that, you know, we set last year, and it's come true, and I can't wait for it to go live at our event, and it will actually go live online as well this week, which I will let everybody know as soon as the link's available. So, yeah, I'm seriously excited, because I know, you know, it'll help other people.
What a great cartoon as well. It looks exactly like you, Nat. What can I say?
Oh, man, and that's Claire Jenkins. Without her, again, these people come into your life, that law of attraction. So, you know, Claire approached me through social media. Again, she was actually with someone in the team, and she approached me with one of the amazing cartoons that everybody sees, and then she started doing some work on social media for me. And then when I started my book, there she was to help me put it all together. And without Claire, again, this wouldn't have been possible. She's done all of the artwork in it. And her creative talents, again, are just fantastic. So definitely the law of attraction, make a goal, and you're like, it's like a magnetic force. Everything you want comes into your path. As long as you make a plan for it, it will attract it into your life, just having that positive mindset, the mindset of you'll do whatever it takes, and there it comes. It really is just amazing learning the processes to be able to do that, which is what you're all about, Dave.
Exactly. And it's amazing that word attraction has the word action in it, and it's the two come hand in hand. But Jules, I'm going to bring you back in here as well. I always say to people, you know, once you get serious, right, and we're expected to become professionals as a networker, but really you've got to become professional at running your mind as well, I say. But it's when you get serious and get behind your goals that everything, the magic really starts to happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sorry, Jules.
Jumping up, okay. That's,
yeah, absolutely. And I think that I think for me, I only could really get serious about my goals when I out and I put them somewhere that I could see them and make them visual, because then they just, even though they weren't real to me yet, they felt real because I could see them. And it was just, and it's just given you that little nudge every day, you know, because we are all human, we're not machines. Even Natalie, Dave, all of us, we're human beings, and we do get up in the morning, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but and we probably think, do you know what, oh, gosh, you know, maybe sometimes you can't be bothered for a little bit. But being a champion at running your mind, you switch it, and it's that immediate switch, and just it's like turning a light switch where you turn it back on. And I found that having my goals so visual and they're in front of me, I was able to switch that switch really, really quickly. And then what I found happened is because I'd then it made the goal so visual. I never really woke up then. I built a habit of just being able to switch on as soon as I woke up in the morning. So because you obviously build in a habit over a period of time. So that's what will happen. And I think that to get to that point of flicking the switch on in the first instance is being very mindful of your thoughts and how you feel and how your feelings become your reality and things. So I suppose my biggest advice would be to be aware of your thoughts, flick the switch on as soon as possible till you get into the habit when you wake up every morning and you're just automatically on purpose because you've built that habit into your life.
Exactly. And habit is a great word there. By the way, guys, we're just having a few requests coming in saying, can the phone that's just buzzing all the time in the background be turned off? So whoever... phone that is, I know you're just too popular. There's all these millions of messages coming in, but somehow if we could turn that off, that would be good. But hey, guys, that's a test of your distraction, isn't it? A test of your focus, I should say, how easily you're distracted, guys. So find it, locate it somewhere. I don't know whose one it is. Could be yours, Nat, or could be yours. Obviously.
Dave, is it yours?
No, I don't think it is.
Is it yours?
No, mine's not buzzing. Is it somebody who's on the... I can't hear it buzzing.
Huh. Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of it. That would be ironic.
When I'm not talking, I'll mute me just in case.
Right. Okay, so, and here's a question I want to ask everybody on the call here tonight. Are you bigger than your excuses? And, Nat, I think it's very important. I'll bring you on this because we're going to dive into the content here in just a minute, okay? And we're going to start with... getting really clear on what you want to achieve in your business and your life in 2015. But you put it very well where you said, instead of my children being an excuse not to do the business, they became your reason for doing it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for the first 18 months, I was just coasting in my business. I didn't have big goals. I was doing this to be at home with the children. I wanted more for them. More than the £200-300 a month at the time I was earning, but yet I wasn't prepared to make the business my priority to be able to deliver it for them. So I was using my children as an excuse why I couldn't be at an event, or an excuse why maybe I wasn't going to the business presentation every week, and definitely an excuse why I wasn't touching my business every day. And I just got that wrong in my head, because I wasn't going to be able to deliver what they needed without working the business. And, you know, this business is so flexible, but it's not a business that it means you can work your business all the time with your children, but it means you can work your business around your children and around what you need. So unlike a job where you've got your working hours, we've got the choice of when those hours are. So I just started making my children my reason to do this, not my excuse not to. And even now, you know, Will and Rosie are 10 and 9, and they still go to bed pretty much at 7:30, 8 every night, because that became a habit all those years ago when I started, because that was my work time. So no matter what happened, the children were in bed at 7, and I could put them to get to bed most nights myself, because that was important to me, and then they'd be left with a babysitter. Now, they were asleep anyway, and that's what I had to understand in my head, that the children, they could either be upstairs sleeping with a babysitter because I didn't have a partner to be able to look after them. So I had to also find the money for the babysitter because my family were 50 miles away from me. So to begin with, you know, I wasn't earning a lot of money because that money was being put on childcare as well. But I was making them my reason to do it and never my excuse not to. And, you know, I can, obviously so many people that I'm working with will say to me, you know, I can't be there, Nat, because of the kids. I haven't got anyone to look after them. I haven't got that. And I understand what they're saying because I was that person at the beginning before I decided to make this my focus. I decided that this was going to deliver everything for my children. And once you get into that, every challenge you'll find an answer for. And I would do whatever it took to be able to be at something. And, you know, I had to enroll friends to help me, and then I'd help them with their kids. Or I'd have to drive 50 miles and drop them to my mum's and then maybe be going in the opposite direction. But I wanted this for them more than the excuse of not being at something or not making it a priority.
Well, what a massively important point for everyone, all right? I mean, excusitis is what rules people's lives normally when they come into the business. From, you know, again, I have children, I have another job, I can't afford the box, I can't take the risk, I don't have the time, I don't know many people, I can't do sales, you know, too many people are doing forever. And it's just endless, and ultimately you've just got to look in the mirror and say, okay, you know what, I mean, I'm really going to start to take responsibility here, move outside of that victim mindset and really go for it. So it's very inspiring, really, that we have, you know, you and Jules and so many amazing leaders that you know, are listening to this call who have overcome all that. And to begin with, right, what we want to do here is reinforce what you want to create, right? That's the first step here. I mean, to get real clarity on your goals. You know, when I ask people, where do you want to be? They'll tell me they're very clear on their goals. Where do you want to be at the end of the year? They'll tell me what I want to hear, what they want to hear. But, you know, and that's great, but often it really isn't as clear as they think it is, because they lose their vision so easily. In other words, it's like a New Year's resolution, which I don't believe in. I mean, people have started all these resolutions now, and research shows in the next 2 weeks, right, you're gonna start and stop a lot of things, right? And you're going to have a something of a vision, but you're going to lose that amidst all of the problems, amidst all of the turmoil. Remember, we all have the same amount of challenges and problems coming at us. It's how we deal with them. So you've got to get crystal clear on where you want to go, and I'll tell you exactly how to do that. It's what, you know, we've done for years with Nat and Jules here and the rest of the leaders in the Power Team. And I suggest that you, even over the next 5-10 years, you begin here tonight and write out a list of all of the great things that you want for you and your family and you want to do, right, anywhere from 30 to 50 things. And just don't stop. I mean, there's 100 things that you want to do, right? Whatever's on your wish list, your bucket list, you know, you want to write all of those down, because you can have it all. You're meant to have it all. And then I'm going to put together a blueprint, which is just a guided visualization on steroids, I call it, right, at the end of this, that you can start to choose your key goals. You want to then break it down into the key areas. I'm just going to even say to you, out of all the things that you want from a business point of view, right, I mean, where you want to be at the end of the year, just keep it very simple. You don't have to have a million goals. There's one or two or three main business goals that if you were to achieve those at the end of the year, then all the rest will have happened. So the what could look something like this. It could look, well, for some of you, it could look like, hey, I just want to get the manager and earn, say, a healthy 1,500 to 2,000 pounds. For others, it's going to be way beyond that, right, where you want to have 5,000, 10,000 a month. You want to have 1,500 case credits or 2,500 case credits, or you want to smash it, you know, like Nat and Jules have done this year. And congrats, by the way, 12,500 case credits. That is stunning. Jules, are we allowed to say what you're on? What do you want this year? Oh, is she muted?
I think it's a, in that 8,000, we got just the date. So, yeah, about 8,000, just over 8,000 case votes this year.
Stunning, lush even, amazing.
Lush.
And, you know, and again, whether it's chairman's bonus one, two, or three, you know, that's the what. So look at all the things that you have that you're interested in doing and you're excited about doing and committed to doing with your life and with your family. And then, you know, ask yourself, okay, what is it going to take business-wise for me to be able to do that? And it's true, isn't it, Matt? I mean, once you get clear on that outcome, then you're going to figure out a way. We'll talk about the why in a minute, which is hugely important, but get clear on what exactly you want to achieve in your business, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the what for some people might be monetary. For some people, they find the incentives are something that they can have as their what. Whereas for other people, you know, it might be that simply they want more time, but then they've got to work out what they need, how much they need to earn to get that more time. So whatever it is that you're looking for, it tends to come back to that monetary value, which is where you need to be able to direct it when you found out what it is that you want. Or for instance, you know, someone might want to give up their job. It might be their big goal, but then how much is that going to cost? Or how much is that going to be cost when you've taken the childcare off, when you've taken the fuel off to get to that job? So they work out the minimum, because once you can get to that point, then your business grows and it overtakes that income anyway. And, you know, I know loads of people find the incentives and working through the incentive brochure as a great way to build the business. And, I mean, Tracy Monroe, who, you know, has built a huge business with us, that's how she literally did get going, ticking off as she went along. Whereas for me, the incentives weren't actually something that I found as my driving force. For me, it was really just being able to put the kids through their private education. So 5 years before that what, that private education, I went around the private schools and worked out which one and how much it was going to cost me.
Absolutely. And Jules, I think if we're going to really get across anything here, is you've really got to be thinking big, because, you know, initially when you're looking around and let's say you're only earning, which was the case, next to nothing, which a lot of people listening to this, quite frankly, they're saying, wow, how can I do that? It seems so far away. But that's your first step, is you do have to think of that end result. I mean, I always say to people, look, most people start and they blunder their way towards the goal. But no, you've got to start at the end first. You've got to really get clear on that end outcome. And, you know, we're really going to emphasize the end of this year. You know, what are you committed to doing? And then we'll tell you how to chunk that down. But thinking big is the name of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And always reevaluating your goals. So checking in with yourself, like quarterly. Remember, Dave, we set my goal last year at the beginning of the year was 5,000 case credits, wasn't it?
Mm.
And then we got halfway through the year, we reevaluated and we saw, oh, gosh, I need to dream a bit bigger here. So it's not setting yourself safe goals and knowing that anything can change overnight. Your business can change in a heartbeat. And aligning your goals to that instead of playing safe, because we can all get, even at the stages that we are when our businesses are booming, we can all get stuck in that comfort zone as to where we are at each stage. So it's always making sure that you're pushing forward, growing as a person, as a leader. And if your goals then just become too easy, set them that bit higher. Because I always say that, you know, the problem in life isn't about people setting goals too high that they miss them. It's about people setting goals too low that they actually hit them. And it's stretching yourself continuously.
It really is. And then behind all of that, as you know, so you've heard it so many times, everyone listening to this, is your why. This is one of my sayings here: the more powerful your why, the more willing you are to do whatever it takes. So it's like, you know, just imagine that rope there is in between two skyscrapers, and okay, we're really exaggerating here, but at the other end of that fire, you know, is something that's meaningful to you, is you know, your children, you've got to save their lives or whatever, you'd be willing to do whatever it takes. So you've got to, you know, really get in there, and you've got to find your fight and find what does it for you. And, you know, you might think okay, it's this or it's that. That's why you should look at absolutely everything that you want to do, and you go through that list and you see which one lights you up, because, you know, what was important to you last year may not be the most important thing to you this year. It'll constantly change. So both Nat and Jules, you've really got clear on your why. I mean, for both of you, really, it's been family. I mean, that's what's driven you. You know, private education, like you said there, Nat, helping family members. I know Jules is a huge one for you. Recognition is not so much for you guys, weirdly enough. I mean, yet it just happens anyway. I mean, for other people, recognition is important. And by the way, there's nothing right or wrong about this. It's whatever does it for you, you know? I mean, whether it is your dream home, traveling the world. I know for me, for example, it was freedom. It was just the feeling of freedom. I mean, when I had absolutely nothing, I'd sit down in an office and nothing but like a list of the phone numbers from the yellow pages. But I had this vision of these places, living these places, like I said to you earlier, and being on purpose. And the freedom that I'd feel with that started to come across when I was making the calls, when there was no evidence at all to support that vision. And it might start out of desperation, of course, just to feed your family and to earn the extra income, but it very quickly will certainly include making a difference to others, won't it, Nat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody's whys are totally, totally different. And for me, yeah, it started with that private education, but you can't achieve anything unless you want to make a difference for other people first. And now, really, that is my biggest drive, and seeing the lives that we've been able to change as a leadership group is just totally incredible. And I know, you know, we're only really at the very beginning, and this is just going to absolutely soar in the next few years. And whether you're, you know, literally brand new on this call tonight, or maybe you're one of those people that Jules said, you know, you've got in your comfort zone and you've stagnated a bit, or maybe, you know, you were like me at the beginning, just doing a little bit, and now you've decided you want to take this much further, then by helping other people, we'll be able to do it. But we're just right at the beginning of what's going to be something huge. And in the next couple of years, I just think everybody's going to have heard of our industry within the UK, at least anyway.
No question about it. And, you know, guys, just going back, just for everyone listening, I skipped over this a little bit, but remember the key areas there, business. You know, you want to start to adopt the belief that, you know, the more successful you become, the more money you make, then the more even, you know, balance and the greater lifestyle you have. I mean, for sure there are sacrifices initially, but build it into your vision, right? You've got the products to make you healthy. You know, that as you grow your forever business, your relationships are going to grow, not go the other way. You see, a lot of people sabotage themselves, in my experience, setting out on their journey, and they feel that they have to compromise something. And, you know, you want to really realize that you're meant to have it all, you can have it all. Who you grow into as a person is certainly, for me, more important even than the goals. The goals are wonderful, and I think you'll notice along the way you do really get this additional awareness and sense of purpose and meaning to your life, because you have to use a different part of yourself in order to achieve big goals in your life and transcend the mediocrity. So you build it in, and ladies, I mean, if you look around your lives, I mean, you're in great relationships, and you know, I encourage you both to start really focusing on what you want. Most people will focus on what they don't want. I know it sounds simple, but I promise you, it's one of the greatest secrets in this universe. It's so easy to look at people and find their faults. It's so easy to look at the leaders and say, oh, well, you know, that's fine, but I don't like this or that about them, because people like to grow the weeds to make themselves feel better. But I'm telling you, you're just going to attract more of that negativity into your lives. You've got to look around instead of seeing what's wrong with your team and wrong with your business. And, you know, you might be comparing yourself to other people. I mean, there's amazing success stories, incredible people like Lisa Prescott and, you know, Emma Cooper, and, you know, you've got all these amazing inspirations on Jewel's teams I've had the pleasure to work with. You know, you've got people like Nazia, and you've got Laura, and inspirations like Claire and Tina and Faye listening to this, and Bridget, who's going to have a storming 2015. But I'm telling you, I mean, the more that they focus on what they want to achieve and where they want to go and stop comparing themselves to other people, I think that's a huge one, guys, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, it is so easy for people to compare, and particularly with social media, because on social media, you know, you're just saying what you want people to see. You don't know what's going on inside their lives, the reality of it is, because it is a fake it till you make it kind of industry. So, you know, it is all about surrounding yourself with people that you want to be like, people that inspire you, getting rid of the negative people in your life. And, you know, I've had to do some of that along the way. And once you get rid of that negativity, your mind can focus. And those people that empower you, those people that say you can do it, are the ones that will push you and help you move forward. And I know, you know, with a lot of the leaders, we've all had to do a lot of that. And it's helped us all grow. And, you know, I think we've all grown into very different people from when we started. You know, whether it's 8 years ago for me, 5 years ago for Jules, but we've had a lot of personal growth along the way to get to where we are now. And, you know, none of us are the finished project either. You know, there's still a lot more to come.
We're all a work in progress. Jules, Jules, so true for you as well. Once you get rid of that negativity and stop focusing on it and surround yourself with more of the right people, everything happened.
Absolutely. And I just can't obviously stress enough. You know, I think that you need to be really aware of who you're spending your time with and really sit there and think about it, because, you know, you've got two types of people in this world. You've got the drainers and the radiators, and you want to be surrounding the majority of your
vampires.
Time.
Vampires.
Yeah, the vampires. That's what we call them. They suck the life out of you, man.
That's
and I
right.
Remember,
as you grow weaker, they get stronger, and you kind of go, what the hell happened in that conversation?
Yeah, and, you know, and I used to struggle with this, and this is one of the reasons why I used to think, oh, gosh, I'm scared of success, because it means that I might not be able to be around the people that I want to be around. Look, not that I want to be around, but the people that I've known forever, because you know what it's like when we start a new business, we get those vampires out that want to drag you back, and we've all had it. However, doesn't mean I don't love them as less as a person. It just means they're different to me. So what I got to work out was the people that I could spend a week with, people that I could spend a day with, the people I could spend an hour with, and the people I could spend 5 minutes with. So get to know those people. And if you're in a moment where you're feeling drained yourself, go and seek out the radiators and go, not actual radiators, you want to sit in front of a radiator, but find the people that are going to radiate you and give you that energy. And that is what I found. That's what myself, Claire, you know, Debbie and Natalie all have. And you'll find that like attracts like as well. So you'll start then to attract more people into your space that are like you. But it's being very, very aware of who you spend the majority of your time with. So whether you have the life sucked out of you or the life, you know, plunged into you. And that was massive for me. That made a huge difference. I think within like 2 months, my business turned around.
All the difference in the world.
And also, once your mindset changes like that, and the people, your personal growth you work on, and the person that you want to be, the people that you want to be like, you'll find you're prospecting that type of person as well. Whereas, you know, if you are kind of negative or maybe doubting, then those are the people that you're going to be prospecting. So you've got to be the person that inspires you to be able to attract those people into your business.
Right.
You know,
so
it's not an overnight activity.
It's a work in progress, like you said,
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, people often say to me, how can I attract more of the right people? And I say, well, become the right person to begin with. And keep raising your level. And I think that 10,000-hour rule comes into it. I think the great thing is within a year you can do incredible things in your business. There's a learning curve for everyone, of course, starting out. But, you know, you guys have put in that good 5 years, okay, not 8 years for you. But wow, I mean, as you course correct along the way, you really, again, get into that. And it will happen for not just some people, for everyone, according to the research. If you really put the time into becoming as good as it takes here, then you'll notice that the goals that you want will speed up. Everything speeds up, and you start to get luckier as a person. I mean, it's just truly, truly magical. So, you know, I want, I guess, to convey across to people, this is not just for some people. This is not just hit and miss. I mean, this will work for you. This is very real, and of course, I've seen Nat and Jules where they were struggling, and so many other people. So this stuff works, folks. And, you know, after you have got clear on your what and, you know, your why, then you want to start to get it in there at a deeper level, so you're surrounded by those images. So yes, you should be doing a vision board. You should be getting whatever pictures of where you want to go and who you want to become and posting those and looking at those and having them on your desk. And that really helps to activate these triggers. Now, remember that, you know, most probably a lot of people have already done that already and, you know, with varying degrees of success. And I will say to you that for that vision to become a reality, for that vision to, the word is imprint on the deeper part of your mind, again, that takes time. You've got to reinforce it over and over again. You've got to be about this. This is not just about for 5 minutes in the morning and the evening, although that's what I'll be certainly getting you to do with a blueprint, but, you know, just focusing on thinking the right thoughts. Right?
Let me just stop or add just there, Dave, you know, if you're honest with everybody in this call now, because I'm sure they look at me and Jules and think, you know, we can do anything now. We never have any challenges along the way. Yeah. But to reassure people, you know, we're still having those challenges all the time. They're just on a different level or about different things. But you still have to work regularly with us on that self-doubt that creeps in.
Totally.
You know, we're real people.
Yes.
That are still on our journey, but it's just about something else. And, you know, I think for me this year, I've probably spoken to you, Dave, more than any other year in my career with Forever.
That's absolutely true.
Because I've actually had more self-doubt this year as my business has become more and more successful. Just different issues that I'm working with.
Yeah, I mean, it is so, so true. I mean, and you know, there is a saying, you know, that's very popular in personal development, and that is success can't be owned. You know, the rent is due every day. In other words, you really have to keep at it and at it and at it and upping your game, because actually the truth is we're meant to be happy, but within all of that, we're also meant to grow as a person. And life will not throw you any curveballs that it doesn't feel that you're ready to handle. So if stuff is coming at you, right, I mean, with greater success will come even more and different challenges, but see, you're ready for that. You're ready to go to another level and to grow, and that's inspiring to overcome that and build your character even more. You know, so it's a great point, and I think there's a great slide that, you know, just shows that from the outset, like, let's just look at everything that you're going to achieve this year, right, and where your goal is at the end of the year, right? Just know in advance, this is what the master will do. The master, the person who's mastery over their mind, they know there's going to be these pitfalls. There's going to be the highs. There's going to be the deep valleys along the way to your goal. They know there's going to be dark days and dark times because this thing we call life, the universe, is more interested in our character than our convenience. Okay, so you have to fight for this. Make no mistake about it. And that's what, you know, I think is wonderful when I look at the journey of Nat and Jules. I mean, you've had some serious opposition come your way. But you know what? I'm going to go into this deeper on the next call. You both have learned to become more of a master of your emotions and to ignore the distractions and just have that tunnel vision. You really have. I mean, as a coach observing patterns, you know, you've had to bring yourself up to an extraordinary level, I would say, to be able to do that, really.
I think it's learning. I call it having my mask on. There's my Natalie at home and then my Natalie Healy mask. And, you know, I've been through a lot of challenges over the past 5 years that many people are pretty much unaware of. And actually in my book, I say a lot of those challenges because people just know me as the face at the business presentation or the face on stage at a success day or the person behind the webinar, but they don't know the real me because when I get out there, no matter what's going on in my life, because my children are my reason to do this, not my excuse, when I step outside, I just call it showtime. And showtime is when I put my mask on and everything else has to be forgotten for that hour because I'm on purpose to reach my goal. And I've got a job to do. I've got a job that's there to help other people. And if I'm not performing to the best of my ability at that time, then I'm letting my children down. I'm letting myself down. But now, more importantly, I'm letting other people in my team down.
Yeah. It's a hugely important point. And, you know, if you have a kind of a vision board, I mean, the reality could be, the deeper part of your mind, folks, it could look something like this because you're so stressed and overwhelmed. And I'm not making light of this at all. I know where people are in their lives, and it's anything but easy, right? Because you have these visions of where you want to be, but you've all these, your current circumstances that you could be in a lot of debt, or you could have a lot of negative people around you or whatever. So, but this is the mastery. The mastery here is you do have to rise above all of that and really believe in something more. So the next step, you know, to making all of this a reality, making this vision a reality, is to have the vision board, but then to go into what I've, you know, taught Natalie from the beginning and Jules from the beginning, to go into this theater of your mind. And this is where the real fun begins because, you know, most people really couldn't visualize to save their lives. They certainly don't practice. Like if I said to you, how professional are you at running your mind? How much time do you actually spend planning and visualizing out your day and your week, your month, your year? Most people, you know, again, they might have started off enthusiastically, but it's not high in their values list. And yet the research shows that you've got to bring in a different part of your mind into the equation. Otherwise, you'll be a shadow of who you should be. So that vision, you've got to start playing it on a screen in your mind where you really start to see it and feel it and hear it with emotion. And I'm telling you, that's how you breathe life into your vision and make it a reality. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, if Nat comes up with an idea like the book, or she'll see herself up on stage, and ladies, I think you'll both agree your checks are going to be a lot bigger this year. I mean, it's just the way it's going. Or the vision that you had on the screen of your mind, it moved from just being a weak wish to being this reality that's playing in the background the more you kind of work with this stuff, you know, that you attract the great relationship and, you know, you've got your why in the background of your mind. And the same with Jules. I mean, when it's fascinating to see the magic in action.
One of the best ways, Dave, that you taught me to learn to do the theatre of the mind is two things. One was writing that five-year vision of what my life's going to look like 5 years from now. So writing it as if it's in a day 5 years in the future. What time you're getting up, what your house is like, where your kids are at school, what you're doing with your day.
Yeah,
and
the
then learning
day.
To be able to close your eyes and see it as if you're in there, but literally taking 5 minutes every single morning or every single evening before you go to sleep to be able to visualize that. And then the second way of doing it is, again, I can remember when I was going for, it must have been either manager or senior manager, and you said to me, well, you've got to see yourself on the stage. What are you saying? What's your testimonial? What is it that you're wearing? So
you
can see yourself
there.
And the
more detail you can get into that, the better. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now, you know, I just love being able to do this. In fact, before we came on the call, I was just lay on the sofa with Glad and the kids, and I was reading a book. It's called 5 Years From Now, actually, and it's about goals and dream boards. And I said to Glad, oh, this is the book that I'm going to do next. Something like this. He went, Nat, your other book isn't even out yet. And I went, that doesn't matter, Glad.
Well, you've got
I'm
to have
working
the goal
on the future
goal.
Now.
Yeah, well, you do. You have to keep, you know, you have to keep moving and growing and not resting your laurels. And, you know, it's a wonderful story. And it's the same, Jules, whenever we were working together. I mean, you didn't have the life you had now, and you had to stay out of the negative. And then suddenly, and I'll say this to everybody, you might know what you want, but you maybe don't know how you're going to get there, right? Because this thing we call life is amazing. This thing we call law of attraction is amazing. And often I'll say to that part of you that's nosy that says, but I want to know how it's going to happen. I want to know how I'm going to, you know, achieve this 10 grand a month, or how I'm going to meet my ideal partner, or how I'm going to have this incredible lifestyle. And to that part of you, I always say, it's going to say, how is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? And I'll say, mind your own business. You know, leave a little bit to the adventure and excitement of life. It's enough for you to have the end outcome in all these key areas. And then just on a daily basis, just like Nat is saying there, you just show up as your best self, but you know where you're going in the future. You visualize that perfect day. You know, you've seen yourself on your stepping stone goals along the way. You've seen yourself on stage. By the way, you know, don't just see yourself at a distance, which most people do. You know, you've got to, when you're visualizing, associate with the goal. So be in your own body, looking out through your own eyes. And I'm sure anyone who's listening to my blueprints, you could recite that part, because I'm always saying it, all right? Mm-hmm. But Jules, it's quite extraordinary what will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is none of our business how it's going to happen. It is our business to focus on what we want to happen, you know, do the activity, and life will, like Nat was saying about the law of attraction, the universe will just bring situations about that will make it happen. So as long as you have that laser-like focus on your dreams, on your goals, you know where you're going, they're very visual, and you can see it like it is a movie playing over in your mind, then just trust and know that it's going to happen. You don't have to analyze how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Just know that it's going to happen. And I think that when I did that and stopped the analyzing is when I was actually able to truly believe, because, you know, I was believing in something and I had to have that 110% belief that it was going to happen, which then made me have that laser-like focus, you know. And the thing is, what I was going to touch upon a point earlier is that, you know, when we're going to stretch ourselves and we set these goals for ourselves, you know, goals do stretch us, it's coming out of our comfort zone, which makes us feel uncomfortable. So what we want to get to is the point where we're feeling comfortable with feeling uncomfortable, because it never gets easier. It still makes you feel uncomfortable having to strive towards your goals, but you get to that point where you're comfortable with feeling uncomfortable. You get the laser-like focus, and you know, you just don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just know that it's going to happen. And I think another good point to touch upon is that is what you say to yourself when you get up in the morning. You know, what is your conversation with yourself? Are you just getting up out of bed, rolling out and thinking, oh, here we go, better brush my teeth, better have a wash? Or you getting out of bed like I do and thinking to yourself and telling yourself, I actually say it out loud, Dan thinks I'm a nutter, you know, prosperity and abundance is coming my way. Let's get to work. How many lives am I going to change today? Come on, champion, let's get going. You know, you think of that daily affirmation that you're saying to yourself, or whether you're just rolling out of bed, just hoping for the best, what's going to happen today, then it's two clearly different directions in which your day and your life is going to go.
Well, it's hugely important because, hey, I mean, most people put the wrong movie in the camera from the get-go, and their day, they never really, you know, catch up with that. And so what you're saying there is hugely important, which is why I get people to practice this ideally first thing if they can, ideally last night, because there is that window of opportunity early in the morning, last thing at night, when your subconscious is more up to the surface. Now, I'm happy that people are practicing. I mean, so if you have to wait a bit later, that's fine, but you've got to do what Jules is saying there, watch yourself talk, put the right movie into the camera, and what Nat is saying as well, you emotionalize those goals. So let's just say a lot of people, probably most people, if not everyone, are going for Cancun in 2015 or whatever, you know, you have that very clear goal, like that's a signpost maybe along the way to the end of the year. Well, you know, you're going to visualize yourself literally over there, but you look for as much detail as you possibly can, right, where you're literally feeling what it's like to be there in that audience, right, as part of the whole experience, be there in that warm climate, like Lad is saying, what are you wearing? Like Jules is saying, what are you saying to yourself? What are other people saying to you? Do not underestimate this. I promise you, it is uncanny what will happen. It will happen exactly as you've seen in your mind. And you do that, you learn to do that with all of your goals. So once you start to really get good at that, well, then on a daily basis, it's like this extra guidance. It's like this awareness that guides you, where you then will know where to put your time in order to achieve these bigger goals. You really do become so much more aware. So you emotionalize your goals. You really get in there and you really, kinesthetically it's called, feel what it will be like to achieve that goal. I mean, feel that feeling now ahead of time. Feel the temperature of your surroundings, right? See what you're seeing, when you achieve that goal. Really, a lot of people don't see pictures very well. Don't worry about it. Add in the sense of smell or taste. They're very powerful, but Jules doesn't have a great sense of smell, so that doesn't really matter. It still works, right? You wrap your whole mind around a successful realization of your goal, and then you show up in that space when you're doing your one-to-ones, when you're making your phone calls. And yes, I mean, initially it's like a civil war inside. I'm telling you, it's like a civil war, like a battle that will go on with the old programs that are trying to keep you, where you've been for so long. But eventually you will win. But you've got to then have the when. So put those timelines on your goals. Ideally, I know from the get-go, when I work with Matt and Jules and anyone else, I say, well, achieve your goals ahead of schedule. Don't be struggling till the last minute. I mean, get them done early. And your subconscious says, oh, okay, we're going to achieve all our goals, but we're going to get them done early. And it sets to work for you. It's amazing. So, remember, a goal without a date is just a dream. You do have to create a timeline of events. So, like Matt said, I mean, you start to get clear on, like, especially if you're new in this business, but just generally anywhere, wherever you are, where are you going to be in 5 years from now in all those key areas? Spend some time. You just have to spend an afternoon wrapping this up. Spend the time that you'd watch a good movie, or what the average person spends watching TV, just really getting clear on your goals here. And then you chunk it down. We're really going to focus on, over this course, where you're going to be at the end of this year and the start of 2016. And it's going to come around fast, folks. I mean, time is speeding up even according to research. And I'm sure, you've noticed that you just don't know where the time has gone. But then you chunk it down even more, right? I mean, where do you need to be then in your business, in your finances, in your level of health and energy and vitality, in your relationships and everything? Where do you want your life to be in 6 months to make sure you're on track for that end-of-year goal and that five-year goal? Chunk it down even more, 90 days, right? Where do you need to be in 90 days in order to achieve that goal? So you have these very definite signposts. It really is like you're plugging in the coordinates of your GPS. So you know exactly where you're going, right? But you're going to have these definite milestones and markers along the way. And when you have this vision, do what I've seen Nat and Jules do so many times. And, it's people say, they use social media so well. Let me tell you that when you look at the results that, say, the likes of Nat and Jules and great people listening to this are getting with social media, again, it's their mindset behind that allows them to have the confidence to get out there and get their message out there. Remember, so that is also, there's a strategy involved, of course, right? But there is also a huge mindset behind it as well, right? A lot of people, don't express themselves in the right way on social media because they doubt themselves. But as soon as you build up your confidence, you'll notice you come across so much better, right, even in social media platforms. And when you have that vision, share that vision. That's what I've seen them do very well as well. Don't just keep it yourself. Shout it from the rooftops, because people want to feel part of something. And that's the really exciting thing. You're on an express train anyway, right, that is taken off with forever, right? I mean, but there are many people who have the same opportunity to go to the same trainings, but they're just not getting on board with the vision and the opportunity. So you've got to get clear on that vision, and then people, you'll sweep people up in that vision. When you go to your one-to-ones, then you'll notice the vision, you become the vision. They meet that vision. There's a different energy that comes from you. True or true, guys?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So true. Yeah.
So, and then you'll notice you infuse your team with the belief, because you both have often said, I know, and it's so true, that sometimes you've got to believe in your people more than they believe in themselves initially. You've got to hold that space for them to grow and evolve.
Totally, because, you know, not many people come to start their business with the belief that they're going to earn £2,000 a month within a year, or £10,000 a month within a year. You know, whatever figure, it doesn't matter the figure, because it's having the belief to get to that. And most people don't have that. So, you know, I remember Jane saying to me so much, just borrow my belief in you. My mum saying, borrow my belief in you. And you don't get that in any other kind of workplace, because, you know, you join a workplace because you've got the skills to do that job. Whereas in Forever, you know, you're developing those skills. It's an ongoing project, and we're teaching and learning and holding your hand. And the belief will come, but just make sure you go to someone and say, you know, believe in me. Make sure in your planning meetings you're saying your goals, you're making them clear, and whoever is helping you is there to believe in you as well. And maybe, you know, the person that's introduced you is still new, so go to the person that's helping them. But everybody can achieve, no matter what your skills, no matter what your background. It is just getting that belief and getting that vision and sharing it. I remember Jules, it wasn't that far ago, that long ago, when you came to me and you said you were going to go back to work. Can you remember?
Yeah, I've given it.
I mean, just share that story with everyone.
I know, I remember it well, yeah.
It was ridiculous. I remember phoning Natalie, and I think Natalie had been trying to ring me because about a training, and I wasn't going to go to a training because I decided enough was enough. So if I wasn't going to go to training, I avoided Natalie's call because she'd make me go. So I eventually answered the phone, and she said, "What's wrong, Jules? You haven't answered my call." And I said, "That's it. I'm giving up. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to have to get a job." And do you know what? Saying that, this was about 2 years ago? 2 years ago, that was it.
Yeah, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and I was probably earning about £800 per month at the time.
Right.
And it was, wasn't it? And I can remember saying to that, I can't do it. I'm going to give up. I can't do this anymore. And I just was in a complete whirlwind of a pity party. You know, it was everybody else's fault apart from mine.
I know. I heard that a lot. I mean, I remember being on Skype with you and you're crying and saying, oh, you know, why me? Why me? And I keep saying, because it is you. Because it is you.
Oh, it's so cringe now. But you do, guys. You get yourself into a whirl. You're just in this pity party. And you cannot get yourself out of it. And do you know what I learned? No one else got me out of that pity party other than me. And it was all about me. I was attracting it all. It was my fault. So what I had to do actually takes a lot of guts, is to stand up and say, right, I'm ready to take responsibility now. And I did. And do you know what I did? Natalie put a plan in place for me. And it was to speak to 5 brand new people a day, like I was always taught. But the difference is this time is that I actually did it. And I,
but Jules, there was one little moment within that time, which also you can share with everybody, about Monday nights and not being able to be on the business presentation. Can you remember
what
that was?
Yeah, but
share it.
I wasn't going to be able to go on a business presentation that was going to grow my business and income, because I joined a band. Because I used to like to sing, and I still do. And when I was built, it's fine, I could do it now. I've built my business. But, you know, I was willing to sacrifice my dream and what I wanted just to go and sing in a poxy, dingy room in a band that really wasn't going anywhere. I mean, it worked out for me because it brought Dan my way and now I'm going to marry him. But as soon as I got my husband, I left the band. But, you know, and I decided, no, I was going to change. I changed that night because it was about making sacrifices, short-term sacrifices for the long-term gain. And how glad am I that I did that now? Because I think at the end of that year then, I was earning about $3,000. And then it just literally grew and grew and grew from there because I did the activity. I made the sacrifices that I needed to make, which, to be honest with you, they're not big sacrifices. If you sit and look at the things that you need to make more time of now, it is literally turning the TV off. You know, it might be reading a self-development book instead of Heat magazine. You know, it's little sacrifices like that. But to you, when you're in that pity party, they're massive. They're huge pity parties. What do you mean I'm not going to watch EastEnders this evening? You know, that's a big thing when you're in that pity party. But it's not. And to tweak those little things in your life to get your mindset on track, get you on purpose, stop making excuses and take responsibility, then you will find the magic will happen, and then you will find that you really, really can have it all and live the complete and utter life of your dreams. It just takes a little bit of sacrifice. But yes,
I have to ask Jules the question as whether she was actually going to become a pop star to be able to pay for her dreams, or whether she'd give up that Monday night because we'd committed to doing an online business presentation. Yeah. And this is 2 years ago when we started doing the online BP.
Yeah.
Well,
and I can remember... I can remember text coming through going cheeky, and I can remember thinking cheeky cow, but but it's right. And you know what? I'm glad I had Natalie bring it. So listen to your upline, listen to your mentors, because they know that what they're on about. And you know, she brought me back in line. You know, and if it wasn't for her, you know, bringing me back down to earth and saying no, you know, you need to be there, then I really, God knows where my life would be now. I'd probably be in a 9-to-5 job, dead-end stuck job, you know?
You wouldn't have been pop star then, Jules.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have been a pop star, no.
Well, it's true, though, but it's such a fine line, folks. So everyone listening, I mean, take it on board because it's so easy to go off in a trajectory that is just in a downward spiral of where you don't want to go just by, you know, not listening to your heart and... you know, panicking and worrying. And I always say to people, you know, you've got to relax a bit more. And it leads us into what I'm going to do now in a few minutes. I mean, you know, we have the what, we have the why, we have the when. And then, you know, if that why is more powerful enough, if everything is in place here, if you have clarity in where you want to go, you know, the means will become available. You know, the how is not rocket science. I mean, you know, just like Jules is saying there, you know, talk to 5 new people a day. There's certain activities that are high leverage activities. So you take time to plan out your week. You know, if you want to have that even diamond mindset, you know, obviously that some of you call your teams diamonds or whatever. So Natalie's not interested in diamond, but she's doing pretty well for someone who's not interested in diamond, don't you think?
Absolutely, but that's because I'm interested in other people.
Well, that's right.
If you have interest in other people and getting what they want, you're going to get more than you ever dreamt possible.
Well, it's a law, you see. So as soon as you have that, there are laws of life. So you have your plans of action, you know, you have your priority actions that you identify, but then this word comes into it for me, and that's where you've got to trust in the process. Because this is the added dimension, folks, that if you like, I try and bring in people's lives because most people are too uptight to succeed. They are too worried to succeed. It's like an underlying current of worry that tinges everything that they do. And, you know, it's a version of you got to feel that fear, do it anyway. But as soon as you start to understand even, like a lot of you who are doing even great things right now, take it to another level just by starting to incorporate some of the neuroscience that has been proven to really work now to help you to change your beliefs, to help you to refocus your mind, to accelerate the rate with which your goals come about. You know, science, you can call it what you want, your trusted source. You know, I know for Jules, it's like the law of attraction, the universe, and for Nat as well. Whatever you want to call it, the higher part of you, I don't care what you call it, right? Whatever trusted source In science, they'll tell you it's the quantum field, that everything is energy. Every single thought that you think counts, right? Every thought, especially with feeling, it counts, both positive and negative. So with every choice that you make every day, you're either moving another step closer to your vision or you're moving further away from it. And I know that everybody on this call, they doubt themselves. They really do. They need that reaffirming and whatever. You need people kind of saying, no, you're doing okay, you're doing fine. But I tell you, once you start to connect with that something deeper inside of yourself, once you start to train yourself to, you know, stop the agitation and stop the activity, right, the distraction, because we live in a constant state of distraction and overwhelm. And if you can start to just calm down and clear your mind a bit more, then you'll find that you actually align with laws. You really do. And one of the main ones is what Nat said there. If you really care for other people, if people feel that you care, then not only will they get to where they want to go, you will be royally rewarded by this thing we call life. I promise you. Even if, you know, there's no evidence to support this initially now. It's now especially you need to have this attitude. It's now especially you need to tap into the law of attraction. In The Secret, they talk about that. It's only one of many laws, the law of cause and effect. If things are not happening for you as fast as you'd like right now, it just means that over the last year or two, that, you know, you're still living under residual of wrong thinking, wrong choices, spending too much time in pity parties. It's okay to have five-minute pity parties. Just get over it and just get on with it, okay? And then you'll notice that when you set your goals, we won it yesterday, but that law of detachment comes into it as well. It really does. So you've got to be clear in your goals, but you've got to show up. Right? There's a saying from Donald Trump, 80% success is showing up. And I might, you know, take it a little bit further. 80% success is showing up with the right mental attitude. Right? And that's where you're clear on where you want to go, but you're unattached to whether people say yes or no. Because if you're there and you just, you know, don't make it all about you and somehow put your attention onto the person in front of you, the people and how you can best serve their needs, then you'll notice that you get a much better result. So I urge you, relax, be patient. One of the greatest philosophers of all time said it beautifully, a Jedi, strength flows from the Force. He was a hero of mine, right? But I love this because I think it's true, and research shows that it's true. There is a force, there is an energy, there is this quantum field. You know, so you start to trust in that. You start to invest that in your goals. It starts to become very palpable. And you start to enter into what research calls a flow state. So you've got to start to be more content, right, and more in flow and enjoy the journey now in forever. Even though there are challenges, you'll still find it exhilarating when you get out there and want to make a difference for people and start to see them light up and start to see the stress melt away because you've helped them. So you've got to have two things according to research. You've got to be enjoying the journey now, but you've also got this have this invincible vision for the future, because in life, you're either growing or you're dying, okay? I mean, there's no in-between here, all right? So, and that's why I say, yeah, we've got to practice this. That's why we're running all over a bit, but I really want you to get this. I'm going to do a process with you now. That's a tool that will really help you. You know, yes, can you do this on your own? Absolutely, no problem at all. But research shows it'll work even better, and you'll engage more of your mind if you've a lot of doubts and a lot of your mind working against you, to hand it over to someone like me. I'm almost like as a coach in your corner fighting for you. But again, I'm unattached. I'm not so up close. So often people are too uptight and up close to their lives and need to be able to step back and look at the bigger picture. So, you know, we're going to do something that will help you to imprint the goals and affirmations. All right? So, Jules, you know, people are saying, what was your affirmation again? We'll stick that into the blueprint. Your affirmation every morning, shout it out there, declare it. What is it?
It is, prosperity and abundance is coming my way. Come on, champion, let's get to work.
Right.
How many lives am I going to change today?
Perfect. So all I have so many affirmations like that.
And then I do a little skip.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you want to have that, you know, your own auto-suggestions, affirmations in there. I love every day in every way. I'm getting better and better at it in all that I do. Every day in every way, I'm feeling massively unfocused and on purpose in all that I do. And, you know, this is where you want to get in there and you want to work with your creative mechanism. You want to work with this theater of your mind. So this is up on the screen here. This is how you imprint your goals. It's just a fancy way of saying all your five senses. Use all of your senses. See the outcome that you want. Feel the feelings. Hear the sounds. Add in the sense of smell and taste where relevant. And, you know, I call it a blueprint. And, you know, I don't get a chance to do as much personal coaching now. But let me tell you that when I do these blueprints, they're normally in and around for one blueprint outside of forever, $600, which is, you know, closer to £400. So I'm going to be giving you four of these over the next few weeks. And, Nat, Jules, these things really work, right?
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't be without one now. No way. I couldn't live my... No way. They really, really work. They're amazing.
Absolutely. They've helped me in all sorts, whether it's, I don't know, juggling life with the kids, whether it's doubting, public speaking. I mean, that was a big one for me for blueprints, you know, because I absolutely was petrified of it. And then really just working through whatever my goal is for that year, it's been invaluable.
So what we want to do is, all it is, by the way, folks, I want to just do it live, but I mean, on a recording, it's a bit of a rough kind of thing now, as in it's not going to be edited or whatever, but I mean, in the members area, you'll get a fully edited, really crystal clear version of this. So I record it live just for the energy now. And it's just for you, just I'll be guiding you through, you know, the various goals that you want to achieve. Where I'll ask you to be aware of, you know, what you want to create, where you want to be at the end of the year. And don't worry if you don't feel like you're getting it. Don't worry if you don't feel relaxed during it. Even just... Hey, I mean, you're not used to doing anything like this, just go along with it, right? Just go along with it. The worst that'll happen is, you know, you get a really nice little power nap out of it. But at the very best, I can tell you, you can start to work with the screen of your mind, and you can start to sharpen up those pictures, sounds, and feelings. You can start to unleash your power and move closer towards achieving your goals. So we're going to take just, you know, 7-8 minutes out. And again, depending on your internet connection, the sound may go in and out. It, you know, may have done that already. I mean, I suggest in the future you can come onto the phone and follow the slides to get the best possible reception and to hear these calls in without being interrupted. So, you know, there'll be a bit of music in the background. So don't worry if you're not kind of hearing it all. Just get into the energy of the thing. All I want to do is I'm just the tour guide here, and I want you to spend this little time immersed in your vision for 2015. So I'll ask you, this just to be clear, I'll ask you to get clear on where you want to end up at the end of this year, right, and to start to really picture that in the screen of your mind, see it and feel it and hear it. And don't worry if you don't see the pictures clearly, that'll come. It's enough even to get emotional and feel it. And then, you know, I'll bring you back and we'll visit various signposts along the way. So ideally in your mind, you should have where you need to be in say, 3 months' time and 6 months' time. Let's just take those as 3 months, your first signpost, your first milestone, and 6 months, the middle of the year, as your second. And, you know, just to be clear on where your business needs to be there. Okay? So are we ready for action? Nat Jules, ready for action?
Ready for action.
Ready for action.
All right. So I'm going to mute you two out just in case we have any other buzzing in the background. And let me just take a bit of water here and clear my throat. And all I want you to do is have a bit of fun with this, okay? So just bear with me as I get the headphones ready. All right. Okay, so just for the few minutes that we're together here now, I just want you to get rid of any distractions, okay, and just take this quiet time out for yourself here now. And we play a little bit of music in the background. And like I say, just have a bit of fun with this. Okay, let's begin then. So close your eyes and just allow yourself to relax and focus in on your breathing just for a few moments. And each time you breathe in and out, just allow yourself to be at one with your breathing. Now, you're never to listen to this or any other blueprint when you're driving a car or operating machinery of any kind. And just realize you're in the right place at the right time. 2015 is your year. Each morning, in every way, you're attracting more prosperity and abundance and more of the right people, right leaders into your team, and you're becoming more of the person who can achieve any goal that you want. So I want you to imagine the screen of your mind, this huge cinema screen in front of you right now, and you can impress upon that screen anything that you want. So go ahead and just imagine where you want to be at the end of 2015. What are you seeing out there 1 year from now? What does your business look like? Where are your finances? Look who you've grown into. Really feel what it's like right here, right now, to have achieved all of your goals and so much more, to have attracted a team of leaders, or you've become a leader of leaders. So see what you see, feel the feelings, hear the sounds, add in the sense of smell or taste now as you work with your goals for the end of 2015. And now I just want you to imagine that you could take a snapshot with your camera, your phone, of this end result, and you can just take it in your hands like a photograph and begin to float all the way up in the air. Just imagine now floating all the way up in the air, up, 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 higher and higher, way up high, all the way up, right above your timeline. So when you look down on now, everything seems almost tiny and insignificant in comparison to where you're going. So you've got the past in one direction, the future in another, but it looks so bright out there. And trust your unconscious now to rapidly and unconsciously float all the way out over 2015. That's right. Over the summer of 2015 and all the way to the end of 2015, where you're just right above that date. At the end of the year, where all of your goals and dreams have come about. And you can just drop that photograph into your timeline right there at the end of the year where you said it would occur, as if your word were law in the universe. And wow, when you see what you've achieved, feel the feelings, hear the sounds, look how your business has grown. Look how it's all happening for you. And as you look back towards now, see how everything has shifted to support the undeniable occurrence of this 2015 vision for you. Feel how wonderful it feels now. Have people come up to you and say, wow, you look amazing. Wow, what have you done? How did you make that quantum leap? And every other area of your life, is also shifting to support this big vision. Every day in every way, everything that you're involved in is going on to better and better levels. And you're feeling happier and more on purpose than ever before. So leaving that vision out there for you, you can start to come all the way back towards now, but only as far as 6 months. That signpost. So just imagine now that it's the summer of 2015. Go ahead now, drop right down inside of that date, and wow, I want you to see all the amazing things that have happened in your business. The huge quantum leap that you've made in the first half of the year. The amazing people, leaders that you've attracted, get a sense and a feel of that. The person who you've grown into, that person of action, who has unshakable belief, who's on a mission, on purpose, making a difference to people's lives. But you can very clearly see where your case credits are at. You can clearly see and feel where your finances are at. And it really is exactly as you've seen in your mind. You've overcome so many obstacles. And now, coming all the way back, but only as far as the next significant marker or milestone, the next significant goal you want to achieve in your forever business, be aware of the exact time and date. And you're right above the timeline. And as you look down below you and in front of you, you can see, wow, there's magic taking place in your business and in your life. Go ahead and go right down. Be in your own body, looking out your own eyes. And whoa, everything is happening in just a short space of time. You're smashing your goals. You're taking the consistent action you need to take. You're so much more positive, excited, on fire, filled with passion in everything that you do. And coming all the way back to now, go ahead and step out into your daily activities, and you can feel that vision supporting you. You have that burning desire. So you're taking action with the right mindset. You're overcoming any fears. You're showing resilience. You're letting go of negatives faster. So picture now the perfect day where you're getting all of the activities done that you promised yourself. You're going the extra mile, and the law of attraction is working for you. You're in a sea of opportunity. All sorts of great things, great people are just drawn to you magnetically, because you know it's relationship marketing. And everywhere you go, any one-to-one, when you're on the phone, you just ask yourself, how can I best serve this person? And more people are joining your business. And you're aware of that vision of where you're going to be at the end of the year. But even beyond that, again, you've got the goal behind the goal behind the goal. Because in 5 years' time, as you look out there, it's even better than you could have imagined, beyond your wildest expectations. And every time that you listen to this or any other blueprint, you'll notice that you just change states. You feel better. You start to tap into the flow, and you'll see real-world results. So coming back feeling incredibly excited, ready for action, go ahead and open your eyes. Alrighty, guys. So, hey, there we go. There's your first blueprint. And, hey, for some of you, I know you'll be saying, what the hell was that? And other people will be saying, whoa, that was really emotional. I really touched an emotional chord. Go with it. I mean, just add it to your mix. Realize that, what, you know what? Research shows that what I'm after doing with you there now will really take your mindset to a whole new level and engage more of your unconscious mind. Okay, so use these tools. And I suggest that, you know, when you get the recording, that you just download it onto your phone. And you can't listen to it in your car. I'm going to say that over and over again. But you listen to it first thing in the morning, last thing at night. It's only 9 minutes. And it will get your day on track and it will finish your day on a high. Nat, Jules?
Absolutely incredible. I think that has been our best webinar ever to date,
yeah.
Dave. So thank you so much for sharing your time, and awesome to hear from Jules as well. What did you think, Jules?
Amazing. I love it. I'm so excited about 2015 and just how we've got so many amazing tools now that we fine polished from last year, fine tuned, and Dave taking us to another level. It's just going to be incredible this year, honestly. And what a way to start it with a fabulous training from Dave.
And it will continue with your masterclass, which is coming up next weekend, and that's going to be awesome with Big Al. And I know, Nat, you've got amazing things planned there in terms of goal setting as well, which is totally in alignment with what we're doing. So immersion is the key here, folks. You've got to totally immerse yourself in this. And, you know, just to let you know as well, we're obviously going to be doing the one-day event in the National Motorcycle Museum in March, Saturday, March 21st. Fair to say, Nat, for people just to book onto that before it's going to go up to £22 tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
The price at the end of January will double, by the way. So
yeah.
Get in on
I'm
that.
I'm also,
as well.
Dave, I'm just posting within the Power Team group now as well, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people sharing tips within the group. So if anyone's got team that maybe haven't signed up for the four courses, for the four webinars, then just to get in touch with myself, Juliana, or Emma Chatterley, and they can get the recording of this and now sign up for the rest of the series as well, if they let us know by tomorrow as well, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Because I'm sure there's people that will regret not having signed up as well, because it has just been incredible. So thank you.
And all the great feedback coming in, folks. I mean, people saying it made me cry. That's always a good thing, by the way. It touches the emotions. Amazing. Thank you. The call, the webinar was the best ever. Loving the magic of it all. That was unreal. I'm so emotional now, Jordana said. Tracy Monroe says, thank you all. Incredible webinar. Leia says, loved it. Thank you. Wendy says, that was emotional. Amazing. So, you know, thank you, everyone, for participating fully. And remember, it'll be within 24 hours. Rhonda will have sent you all usernames and passwords. You can be able to, you can download this webinar. But remember, you can't listen to the blueprint when you're driving. I know I sound like a broken record there. But there you go. And so just to end it then and just say, hey, you know what? Remember, you're going to have to step out from the crowd. Most people, the average mindset is to go according to circumstances with that sheep think, right? That's how you become average. Now, you look at Jules, you look at Nat, you look at the people who we're going to be having on these calls, you know, the wonderful Claire and, you know, the amazing Faye and Debbie and, you know, anyone else. We'll have a few other surprises as well. That's what they've had to do at a certain point, okay? The great leaders have had to ignore, and this is a super achiever formula, ignore the opposition, often go against or ignore circumstances completely. It's one of the secrets of secrets. And just to finally say that, you know, despite all of our doubt and worry and fear, is it going to happen for me? This thing we call life wants you to win. It wants you to win. It's on your side. You've just got to get out of your own way and allow your mind to work for you. So I'll leave you with this quote. I love you and leave you all. Thank you, Nat and Jules, for playing at the highest levels. I mean, you're an inspiration to me as well. So it's a joy to work with you both. And I look forward to the best year ever in 2015. So you'll find the life of your dreams on the other side of fear, worry, and doubt. Thanks, everyone. Have a great evening. Fantastic week. We'll back next week again for even more. So keep going for it, yeah?
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Dave.
Good night.
All right,
good
everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.
the worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell her, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Bye.
where you bet that ass to. Go from Malibu to Paribu. Yeah, I can have a bitch machine baddie. So hit me up when you pass through. I give you something bigger just to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's all on them barrels. Tell them, honey, you're not down with I. Pull up on that bitch, you fatty back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too swear for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like that. So I dare watch, hand waving for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refuse it. Tripping, I'm a nice guy, but don't get it, cause you been pimping.
Broke. happiness is perfect.